Congress this week approved 6 more years of funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Previous funding had expired in September, so states had been running on reserves and short-term fixes. Federal dollars also ran out for community health centers where many kids get their care, and that funding has not been renewed. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
About half of patients that go to community health centers across the country have insurance through Medicaid or CHIP. Community health centers get federal funding so they can afford to serve those patients and people without insurance. While Rob Thompson of the advocacy group NC Child is excited that the Children's Health Insurance Program was renewed, he's
still a little agitated that it took over 100 days for Congress to do it and they had to put parents through that kind of uncertainty.
Uncertainty that some patients are still dealing with.
I think there's a certain amount of angst among our patients.
That's Dr. Richard Hudspeth, Chief Medical Officer at Blue Ridge Community Health Service, which has clinics in 7 western North Carolina counties. He's optimistic Congress will eventually fund community health centers.
The fact that they have funded CHIP for 6 years gives us hope.
A bill that included funding for community health centers stalled in the Senate after facing Democratic opposition because it had cuts to other health programs. In North Carolina, about 500,000 people went to these health centers for medical and dental care in 2016. That's according to the State Community Health Center Association. Until funding comes through, the Cabarrus-Rowan Community Health Center is putting hiring and moving into a bigger building on hold, says CEO Kim Wagenaar.
Fortunately enough, there's a building right across the street that we're very interested in moving the health center to, but without funding and knowing what the future will be, we really can't proceed forward.
Plans call for closing at least 2 of her organization's 4 health clinics if funding doesn't come through by March. If that happens, Wagenaar suspects those patients will end up going to the emergency room, which is much more expensive. Hospitals would likely absorb that cost. Congress has said it plans to address funding for community health centers in the long-term spending deal that would replace the short-term funding fix passed this week. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.